Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We lost Benedict Hopkins to Kentucky.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He sounds like Satterfield's son.
Bingo!
And James Strebel.
Like no coach has ever just gotten off the plane and talked to the team. This is groundbreaking, revolutionary.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Now they've got a guest on the line. All right, and Strebel and Jack are yelling at each other. Who's the better player, Jackson Davis or Schweboy? It was a very embarrassing situation for everybody.
Well, I missed that.
Come on! How does Dan Issel, the luminary, not like who's better than, is this guy better than that guy? Boy, I think the studio sounds worse than the last time I was in here. Oh, Strebel, what's happening with you, big guy?
Oh, my gosh.
Look at him. He's here on time.
What a way to start the show.
What a way to start the show. Getting the luminary crushed. Ripping you on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, happy goodness. Tuesday, everyone.
Happy Tuesday. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. We're in studio. I can't hear myself now, barely at all. I'm going to...
Oh, boy.
How do you guys do this? How do you guys do this every day? By the way, is Nick Valvano taking out the trash right now?
He is.
Well, he needs to because the guys around the office are low-key. Not low-key. They're mad at him.
They're mad at Nick?
They're mad at him.
What, now what did he do?
We had a mouse because of him at one point.
I've heard about
Prescott
the mouse.
Said he put his boot on the ground and he stepped on a mouse.
His Doc Martin?
It really wasn't a mouse. It was a rat.
It was a rat.
It was Petrino. There you go. There's the joke. Yeah. It's out of the way.
It's Bobby.
Whenever there's a rodent, that always happens. So
Nick looks like a old grizzled sailor with that sweater on and that beard.
Yeah,
he does.
He looks a little homeless. And today we had a Zoom. And the owner of the company was on this Zoom, and the process just might as well have just lived up to himself by having just,
a cigarette.
Just have a cig hanging out of your lip.
Yeah,
there, buddy.
Do you have sunglasses?
No, he looked as bad as humanly possible. He looked like riffraff.
The man has a girlfriend.
We'll get into all of that. Kentucky Vandy, the game that everybody cares about, that you circle on the schedule every year, where there's nothing that we know other than Scottie Pippen's son, and then also
and Jerry Stackhouse,
and then also Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. We know that.
That's about it.
All that we know. And the crappy court, and the court that I don't care, and I don't care how many BBN gets in tonight. They'll be bragging, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be bragging, blue guy. No bleep. Well,
especially with
no
baby students.
The students aren't allowed to go.
And then there's that.
That's crazy.
And that's like... You know,
what are we doing?
I bet they voted for Biden. I bet, Jack, they voted for Biden.
Was that Erin Calipari? Institute that?
It's a great point. So there's all of that going on.
Yeah.
Okay. 437-9680. It's The Take. Who do you think this is? What are we doing here? Are we going to music soon?
Yeah.
Will we the Fox Rocks?
So there's
something else. So we're busy today.
Okay.
Joe Rexroad's going to join us. We'll talk Vandy with him.
Okay. We have a Vandy guest.
We'll talk Jared Stillman with him. He works with Stillman.
Oh, does he?
So we'll talk to him at 3:45.
I'm interested in that.
We have Pete Futek at 4:25.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay, so we'll get to that, and then we'll get to Mike DeCourcy in the 5 o'clock hour.
Triple guest.
But we now have beef with the luminaries.
Yeah, I know.
We have other beef. And we're feuding, me and Jack are feuding openly with the process. And he doesn't like it, and we need to know where to take this. They had Mike DeCourcy on today.
Oh, no.
See, there you go. And Jack's not happy, and I'm not happy, but they interviewed him for football. Like Dan Issel asked him about Jaquez Jones.
Really?
And we're calling Mike DeCourcy out as a fraud.
Was DeCourcy because confused?
He had to fake take that crap.
He had to fake take Jaquez Jones?
Of course he had to fake take Jaquez Jones.
Andy.
You think he knew about Jaquez Jones?
No.
Why would Mike DeCourcy? So we will dive into that as well today.
I can't wait to hear this. Because,
I'm sure you can.
Well, he's a staple on the take. I mean, he dates back to Jason Anderson in the zone. That's our guy.
Me and Jack are in a political war right now. Jack's right in the middle of it. It's like Yellowstone. Which is a terrible show.
I still haven't watched a second.
You need to watch just a little bit of it.
I will.
Just how bad of a show it is.
I have the Peacock app, so I can. It's on Peacock. Yeah, it's on Peacock.
You got a couple apps that sound a lot like Peacock, but that's not what they are.
Not really. It's got like the Graham. I drink my own urine.
You couldn't wait. Jack, you sound whore. You couldn't wait.
He couldn't.
You couldn't wait for a rejoin. You had to play that in the first 7 minutes we were on the air.
Yeah.
College football playoff was last night.
Surprise.
We got to talk about Stetson Bennett's face at some point.
Oh, okay.
Jack's face. I don't know if I feel good for Stetson Bennett. Jack Grossman's going to agree with me on this.
Okay.
Take. I think Stetson Bennett he's got life by the horns already.
Yeah.
And all he adds to it is a national championship.
Right.
He's a good looking guy. He's going to run a hedge fund.
Hometown
his
kid.
Family's successful. He's still, even if he would have lost last night,
he's still set.
Magical career. He is set as a Georgia great. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
he had to win the game.
Then he had to win the game. You went to bed win. You didn't stay
halftime.
Up. Man, you're
I went to bed at halftime.
Such a bum.
I couldn't.
Honestly,
I'm tired.
Such a bum.
I've got to be here till like 10 o'clock tonight. So I was like, I had to get some sleep.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm here. So I'm basically gone from 6:45 until...
We'll take a little nap in the
10:30.
Office. A little nap.
I don't know. I'll probably go get something to eat.
Process will take a nap.
I'll probably go to that Mount Fuji down there. I like that. That's probably all I get.
I mean, that's like a $14 meal, and you can't eat anything. Why would you get a $14 hibachi
because I can
meal?
Eat like the shrimp and stuff.
Okay.
Like that goes down easy. See, it's better than
that's what they call you in high school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easy.
Anyway,
or shrimp.
437-9680. So that happens last night. There's two things right off the bat. And we'll get into all the nonsense as we go today. Put this up at ESPN 680. If you ever go on Good Morning America, do you want your face to look like Stetson Bennett's? Have you not seen Stetson Bennett?
No.
He looks completely and utterly blasted on
really?
Good Morning America.
No, I haven't seen that.
He can't keep his eyes open. He looks foggy. He looks intoxicated.
He had a fun night.
He had demon eyes. So I want you to put that up there.
I got to look that up.
Also, I want you to think who the next non-SEC team is going to be that wins it all. Third, I'm just throwing stuff at you. Third, and I know Jack. Listen, I was thinking about this last night, and I almost texted you guys, but I wanted to keep it for the show.
Okay.
I don't think Jack Grossman liked last night.
Oh, really?
Because of SEC snobbery.
Oh,
that
yeah.
will continue.
Yeah,
okay?
Look, he already threw his hands up.
No, they win, and they keep winning, and no one even cares anymore, but I know Jack does.
Oh, yeah,
but
he's mad.
I don't care anymore. I gave it all. I succumbed.
Yeah.
Okay? I succumbed a long time ago.
It's Jack and Lachlan McClain. They're the two people left that care.
They're the two people
that get mad.
That are going to fight about it.
Yep.
And they are out in the cold while the rest of us are just warm and we're all fuzzy.
And accepting.
And we're watching Strebel's Peacock app. You understand what I'm saying? The other thing.
I'm looking at Stetson Bennett, by the way.
Ooh. His face. The other thing. And this is... You're not going to like this. You may agree with this.
Okay.
So I don't know what you're going to do here.
Okay.
At 437-9680, we'll get to some text. We have a busy show today, but just to open things up.
Yeah.
shame on you.
Me?
And Sea of Blue and Kentucky football.
I know where you're
going. Vince Merrow and DeAndre Square for making Jack. This always happens.
Jack Pilgrim.
Oh, there's blank right there. Jack Pilgrim. It
he
makes
did it too.
Me the bad guy.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. And I agree with you.
Sometimes I revel in being the bad guy.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just don't want to be the bad guy.
Right.
But in this one, I got to be the bad guy.
You have to do it.
But then on top of it, besides all the Kentucky bluster of next year going to Atlanta, I mean, this is a
we
team.
Got Georgia
this
at home.
This is a team Kentucky that C-Rod couldn't get a foot against anyway.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, the kid that made the pick six was a true freshman, which is awesome. Georgie, you didn't see that. You didn't
no,
see
how I was the game in bed.
Okay,
yeah,
there
I was
you
in
go.
Bed.
So, you didn't happen to check in with the game, how the game ended. You have no idea.
I woke
the
up. Well,
hang on, Jack. You have no idea how the national title game ended.
I did. I woke up about 1 a.m., had to take a little a little pee break, and I saw.
Wait, can I pause
33-18.
Can I pause you?
Yeah.
What's the name? What's the name of the intern behind you, Jack? Because I see her smiling.
Avery.
Okay. Well, I didn't know
Avery,
that.
There's
okay.
a new intern.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Okay.
She was smiling.
Oh.
And you said pee pee break. Okay.
Well,
so
yeah.
go ahead.
No, I woke up to take a pee break.
Thank you for driving that home.
Why?
Well, thank you for driving.
Sometimes
you know what? Give
pee.
Me the Diener urine clips. If we're going to do this,
well,
if you're going to make
well.
It that awkward.
Yeah, I'll sink into it.
Just that
drink
awkward.
Drink your own pee pee guy.
I didn't even know that sound existed.
It's today.
Who's the? Never mind.
We'll get into
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
4 o'clock hour.
We got
time carved out for it. Don't you worry.
Right, I do have a question
right
for
here. At
urine
sound. The 4 o'clock hour. We have urine sound shot at the luminaries. Those
yeah, that's a busy.
Those are the things we're going to talk about at 10 after 4 today,
it's a
Jack.
Busy 10, 15
so,
minutes.
So what does Pat did something at the start of the drive. That,
okay.
that Mark just alerted me of.
What'd he do?
What is the name of the Georgia mascot?
Ugga.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
He apparently called it Ooga.
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 It's Ooga, brother. Hey, brother. Ooga was looking good,
oh,
brother.
Man. But anyway. Pat is the guy that loves Central Indiana, so
yes.
he would call it Ooga.
Yeah.
Ooga. Like, you know what turns me on? Muncie. Like, it only turns Pat on in Bozish.
Yeah, Muncie, Indiana. Seymour.
Yeah.
I
like Seymour.
He just Ball State University.
John Mellencamp from Seymour.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, I checked the ESPN app. I saw 33-18. Then I also checked your text where you sent me that, you know, DeAndre Square said what he said, and then
DeAndre Square is like, I think we can win the trophy.
Yes.
Vince Merrill's talking about multiple tweets going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You got some media. This is going to be a showdown
in Lexington.
Lexington next year when Georgia rolls into town. But and so shame on you.
It makes me sad.
You're doing it again. And you just lost three in a row.
They can't
this
stop.
Season. And I mean,
I know
you're making me say that. Boy, you guys love beating Iowa. That's what you're making me say.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't want to say it, but you guys are making me say it. And then Strieble,
there's more.
Besides Dennis Dodd, who's being attacked by many UK people out there. Besides him, okay. Many way too early top 25s not only have Kentucky in the top 25.
Yeah.
Not only have Kentucky in the top 20. There's a good amount that have them in the top 15.
Brett Murphy has them 10.
Okay, the thought process of them being 10th to 15th, it's been a long time since we've done that.
Oh, yeah. Because
no matter what you think
when.
Of this season, I mean, this was not a top 25 team preseason.
Or most of the season they weren't.
The majority of the season they were not in the top 25.
So
everybody, because a couple weeks ago or last week, you scoffed at me when I dared say, hey, replacing some of these guys ain't going to be easy.
Yeah.
But most of the Kentucky fans I know are strong in the fact that they're going to be better next year than they were this year. Okay? Then the chatter happens, like the chatter in the offseason always happens.
Yeah.
Especially when Vince Merrill's watching that real SEC football, those pads are popping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speed everywhere, agility.
But we're getting that again.
It's happening.
And that Iowa win.
Yeah.
Boy, it changed a lot. Because if you go 9-4, I don't think you get nearly I think you get some, but that Iowa win and winning 10 games absolutely mattered in the minds. And so I just wanted to throw that out there that, again, I'm being left in this bad spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll join you.
You say that.
No.
You say that you'll join me.
I will.
But you're not really down for the cause. You're ready to leave at any. You're the IG. Model in this instance.
I'm the IG. That's the first time everyone's compared me to an IG model. But no, it's like we can't have a nice season where we go 10-3, win a bowl game, beat a top 15 team, finish in the top 25.
They love Iowa.
And Zach, they love Iowa. Well, yeah, top 15 team. You'd love it too if that was your team. Finish in the top 15, in the top 20, you know, next year in a lot of polls. We can't just have that and be happy and be blustery over that. We've got to take the next step.
If you're preseason 15, then you can't be losing three in a row.
No, I'm with you.
Will Levis better become a beast.
Yeah.
Then how are you going to replace Wandell Robinson?
Well,
is it your boy Barry and Brown? Is that his name?
Barry and Brown?
You'd love this.
What?
There was the Under Armour. This just flies under the radar because we don't care.
Yeah.
And none of the rest of the people here that are Louisville fans.
No one watched. They don't have any players in the game. Yeah.
So they don't care. Otherwise, you know, we would have done a special show around the announcement of a four-star safety from Ohio or something like that.
Right.
But early in the game, your boy Keontae Goodwin was a little shaky.
Yeah.
And, I mean, out of the woodwork, Jack.
Who appeared?
No, these Louisville.
Oh, of course. Louisville. Were they texting you?
Oh, yeah. Look at his footwork. Oh. This kid's a bust.
They're
going to have to move him inside. He doesn't have the agility.
For the tackle.
Like, it was immediate.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was within the first, like, three, four snaps of the game. Your boy Goodwin got tossed around a couple times.
I didn't see a snap of that. I don't know. Saturday was mainly college basketball. But I just do want to say, just real quick before I finish my Kentucky take, I do want to congratulate Louisville fans, Louisville football fans. I do. Because
go ahead.
Their opponent, Air Force,
okay,
they received one vote in the top 25 final poll. And congrats to you, Air Force. Congrats to Louisville for losing to a team, barely losing to a team. They get smoked.
Well, they lost to a team that was receiving votes.
Top 25 team. So that should boost their confidence a little more heading into next season. And congratulations on maybe getting a wide receiver transfer from James Madison. But let me go ahead and finish my take here.
By the way, Louis Rabeau is texting again.
Oh, yeah?
Louis Rabeau says the Strebel shift from Iowa isn't as good as UK historically to it's a top 15 win, happened so fast, I have whiplash. What? I mean, you are such a... Dude, you guys are holding on. And I love it. You're doing the right. You're doing the right thing.
Yes.
But just know, you are good. Listen, you are going to have to make a decision because this was not a good year for you. You did not...
I picked them to win seven games.
Okay, so what is the Strebel pivot going to be this
year? It's not a pivot. I was wrong.
No, I was wrong. No,
oh,
I mean,
this
for this coming season.
Oh.
Because you're over here agreeing with me.
I expect 10 wins.
Okay, so...
I do. But they're bringing a lot back, Andy. They're bringing a ton back. And they have a great recruiting class. They have a lot of red shirts that have been on the bench and getting better, bigger, stronger. And they're not done in the transfer portal. And they've been very, very successful in the transfer portal. Now, I totally expect 10 wins next season. The last year, I was soft on them because of that SEC schedule and they got their teeth kicked
Will
in.
Levis.
Well, I didn't know he was any good. Everyone just loved him automatically.
Money and power hungry because
I
of
did.
Andy. image in
life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but then he proved himself. Everyone just fell in love with him. And I've seen too many times where he falls
so
in love with the quarterback.
So you're going double digit wins.
I'm going double digit wins.
Are you going 10 in the regular or 10 with the bowl games? You're giving yourself a 9-3 year. That's such a coward.
I don't
That's
know.
Such a coward.
I don't know yet. I don't know. 10 wins. We're going to get 10
you're
wins.
You're 10-2.
10-2.
Wow. Yeah, so well, this is the way we enter
season. I like what they're bringing back. Levis is going to get better.
Another year. The transfer portal. Huh? You can only like what they're bringing back. You can't love it.
I can't love it, but I can love the results of last year's transfer portal, and I can love trusting Mark Stoops and his staff to actually picking guys that are good that they can bring along. And every guy they got in the transfer portal balled out. Every one of them.
I said it on Issel and Pratt today, and I've been saying it. Turn my mic down. And this, I've been saying,
again?
Yes,
yeah, sorry.
And I've been saying it about this guy consistently for months since he came on my radar. You cannot teach size. He's 6'8" and 340. Are his instincts? Do they need a little work? Maybe. Can he use a little bit better technique from what I've seen of him? Sure. But
pause this. Can you email that to Avery, the intern? I want her to transcribe that take. Okay, type it out. And I want her to deliver that take on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just I want someone else to run the process and his take here. Now, let's give the entire thing his crappy take on Keontae Goodwin.
Okay. I said it on Issel and Pratt today, and I've been saying it about. Turn my mic down. And this, I've been saying.
Again?
Yes.
Sorry.
And I've been saying it about this guy consistently for months since he came on my radar. You cannot teach size. He's 6'8 and 340. Are his instincts, they need a little work? Maybe. Can he use a little bit better technique from what I've seen of him? Sure. But that the size that he has, you cannot teach. And being an offensive line school like UK, you think you can develop him? Then you have to go get that guy if he's in your backyard.
Yeah, you have a track record of it, absolutely.
Actually, Nick wins the sound.
And Jack, you will be Nick Valvano in the sound.
Yeah.
At the end. Texas says, my goodness, next year is going to be an epic Stoops failure. I can't wait. 10-2 LMAO. So this is where you're planting
this
your
is where
flag.
I'm planting my flag.
I didn't know. I thought you were going to follow me into negativity.
No.
But you didn't at all.
No.
So you're going to be a foe.
They're going to be.
We're going to battle over
this. They're
going
to be second in the East like they were this year. They won't beat Georgia. They'll lose to Georgia handily, most likely, in Lexington. But you get Mississippi State at home. They generally beat them at home. You get Tennessee. You got to go to Tennessee, I believe.
I got a name for you.
What?
Shane Beamer.
I'm not worried about Shane Beamer. He brought Spencer Rattler in, who couldn't work with Lincoln Riley. Do you think he's going to work with Shane Beamer? No. There's your answer. No, he's not. If Lincoln Riley cannot turn you into a ball-ass quarterback, you ain't going to go to Shane Beamer and get turned into a badass quarterback there either. I ain't worried about Shane Beamer. I ain't worried about your boy Dinky Wits. You've all attached your wagon to Dinky Wits, and he's been
good.
An epic failure.
Dinky Wits
so is Beamer
good.
The next Dinky Wits?
And he doesn't have
Beamer's
anymore.
The next Dinky Wits.
100%
okay,
is.
There we
100%
go.
He is.
Ford is a disaster.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's Vanderbilt.
Texas says, who looked worse, Nick in that sweater or Andrew Luck in the awful polo jacket combo.
Oh, my gosh.
He
looks like an IT, like someone that in your building
what's
that does IT. Nothing's wrong with
what's
IT.
What's wrong with IT?
But he looks like the stereotypical
IT. It's a great job.
It is a great job. No, he looks like the stereotypical IT guy. Like, oh, gosh, you know, my computer's messed up. Call Andrew. And Andrew comes with his members-only jacket.
I don't think so. I think he looks like Lake Tahoe.
No, see, I disagree with the mustache and
I
stuff.
I fell in love 19,000 times there. It was odd. You've fallen in love quite a bit.
Yes.
I fell in love 19,000 times.
Well, it must be the spot.
It was unbelievable.
Now, do you think this year they'll let you, like, they'll let people go again?
I have no idea.
Because that's been, what, April or May?
Yeah, I don't know. It's it's some liberal territory out there, you know.
It is. Oh, it is, yeah.
Some liberal territory.
Yeah, out west, yeah, that's true.
Texas says, more likely, UK 10-2 or UofL 2-10. Texas says, classic take, fake take from Andy, Goodwin was getting tossed around. All the while, Goodwin was listed as a top offensive performer. No, I said at the very beginning he got tossed around twice.
And then he settled down.
And then he settled down.
It was
but
fine.
On those two plays, it's all that was needed.
Oh, yeah.
To prove how Satterfield
was
got
right.
It right.
Yes.
And how the kid was from 2A Indiana and didn't want to face off against the big boys in the 502.
Right. He didn't want to, you know, face off against Mel or St. X. Not Trinity anymore.
You
they're
know,
done.
You know,
they're
he
done.
Was scared of Salem Brown.
Scared of an undersized defensive tackle.
Oh,
yes, terrified.
Lord, there you go. Texas says Barry Odom or Sat.
Ooh.
Ooh. Man, I would go Sat.
I'd have to go Sat there, too.
I think also, I would go Sat.
We're all in agreement there. Barry Odom was brutal.
Texas says Big Blue Honk coming down the road 10-2 in January means 11-1 in August.
It really does. It really does. You haven't gotten the August bump yet.
This is like...
Because you went from 6-6 to 7-5
in August. The last time we saw you this confident was the BJ Boston year.
Oh, wow.
Not even
that's
Kentucky
a good point.
Basketball got you the way because, I mean, come on. You know,
you're not a
top cut team. You're a second cut.
And
you knew that
Kentucky
was going to be the
case.
Yeah, right now.
Well, right now they are. No, I'd agree with that. Yeah,
you're the second cut, the fringe.
No, they haven't defeated a top 25 team yet. So, that's completely fair. You're absolutely right. That's fair. As fair can be. Now, if they beat Tennessee, you beat Auburn, you get some wins here, then we'll talk later. But no. But no, I do. They're bringing back some of the most important pieces of their defense, two of their most important pieces of the offense. I'm feeling good about it. I really, really am. I'm all for 10-2. I'm all for continuing this road in the SEC. Second in the East.
By the way, Rummage texts me, and I guess Popeye was in the game.
How'd he do?
Rummage said Louisville had one. I assume it was him.
Oh.
I'm just assuming it was Popeye.
It must be Popeye,
I didn't
yes.
see any of the game.
No.
Only Keontae Goodwin being tossed around. That's all that I
that's
saw.
That's all you saw. Then you moved on to Oklahoma State.
Texas says, Magus Strebel low-key profiling Andrew Luck. Texas says, so if 10 wins is the expectations, is 9 wins a disappointment? Boy, you guys forgot about that 3-game losing streak, man.
I didn't forget about it. Is there going to be a more experienced, better team next year? I do believe. I honestly do believe that. I
so
remember
the bye next week.
You think you're winning at Tennessee next year?
Yes, I do. I think they're going to win at Tennessee.
I think Heupel's going to wipe that booty up, as Blank said.
Why? Well, Heupel got beat by what bum team did he get beat by?
Brom.
Purdue.
Oh, yeah, Purdue. thank you. Yes.
You know,
he got beat by Jeff Brom and Purdue.
He got beat by a beast.
Brom's not a beast.
He's beast.
He's fine. He's a fine coach. He's a good coach. He's a good coach in the Big Ten at a really bad program. I will give him that.
I'm not going to fight that because it's the Big Ten West.
Exactly. Yeah, the bad side of the Big Ten. He's a fine coach on that side of the Big Ten. But beast, come on.
Who is the next non-SEC team to win the title? Ohio State's the best money?
It has
to
be.
It has to be them or if Lincoln Riley gets USC going.
Who's second?
That's a good one.
Yeah, but can he do it in the trenches? Can he go at USC and get in the trenches? And I hate making it sound like that because that's football talk.
It is
bending
the altar of the SEC.
Alabama's winning it next year.
Agreed.
They are.
So we're having this discussion.
For 2 years from now.
That's the discussion, which is what's terrible about college football that we've already just finally said.
You're right, Jack.
Alabama brings everyone back.
Heisman Trophy winner.
They're going to bring Benji and Williams back now, too, since they both got hurt.
Yeah.
Going to have everyone.
You're right.
They're going to win next year.
Yeah, they're going to win next
year.
They're
going to win
next
year.
That's already done.
So I'll agree Ohio State, but then I'd watch out for Miami here in the next few years. I like Crystal Ball. If Hurt gets there.
Oh, my man.
Watch out for trenches. You want to talk about trenches?
Jack.
Hurt gets guys in the trenches.
I hope.
You remember Sheldon Rankins?
You don't have to listen. You don't have to remind me. I love everything about Clint Hurt.
You probably hated Sheldon Rankins.
I did, but I'm saying he's probably the best defensive tackle Louisville's had since then. I don't think it's close. And Clint Hurt got him.
I would love your power rankings of defensive tackles at Louisville.
Well, the sad era, they all rank last.
Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for that. I mean,
Miami's in the Texas realm of until they actually do it. It's going to happen.
I'm with you. It's fair, but I like Cristobal. And again, you get Clint Hurt, you lock up Miami, you lock up Florida. It's over. So I'd like the trajectory, but Ohio State, I think Oregon's done now.
I think Ohio State.
Look at you guys do sports.
Sorry, I love conversations like this.
I think Clemson. No. They've lost a bunch. I think Oklahoma, if Venables gets that going.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while before we talk about this. Like, seriously.
Well, I mean, Oklahoma might be off. Is there a phone? Is that me?
I don't know. I heard something. I heard a little going off in the background.
Oklahoma might be in the SEC by the time.
That's a good point.
Texas says we got Tennessee after the bye. Texas says
it's done. It's the bye.
Stoops could not hold the left side of Brahms' jock.
Oh, stop.
Texas says, Jack, you have no room to run your jaws. 9-win Indiana. LOL. Texas says, Strebel's counting 10-2 based on the inadequacies of others, not his own team strength.
But I'm talking about my own team strength. I said the players they're bringing back are great. Like they're bringing back a lot of really good players. And about the Brom comment, how many double digit win seasons has he had in his life outside of CUSA? Oh, yeah, Purdue in the easiest side of that conference, right? Thank you.
Okay. That had to be a Louisville fan.
It was a Louisville fan.
That I said something wasn't perfect about Brom.
Exactly. If it's a Brom backer, it's a Louisville fan.
I'm used to it normally being a Kentucky fan that swipes at me, but then I thought, I was like, I didn't say anything bad about Kentucky.
Rummage talked about it today, I mean.
What did he say?
It is out there very much. I don't know why I'm all phlegmy all of a sudden. That, I mean, Vince Merrill was going to get hired by Brom at Louisville. I mean, that's the...
Is he serious? He wasn't joking, was he?
I know a nice amount of Louisville fans that believe that. Strebel? They're going to offer him $2 million.
They're not serious people. They're not serious.
I don't know what to tell you.
$2 million of what? Monopoly money?
I don't know what to tell
you. The 1,000 fake dollars that Easy was telling you to bet on Ohio
Big
State?
Easy's a bum. Leave him alone.
There's fake money. $2 million. Where did they get $2 million? They won't pay Set. Like, Set barely makes over $2 million. No, they think they're going to make. They're going to give $2 million to Vince Merrill and he just show up. They're so deranged. It's delusional.
Texas says, I wish you guys would get an actual Kentucky football fan on instead of Clowniperi fan Strebel.
I said they're going to go 10-2 next year. What else do you want me to say?
Yeah, Vince Barrow just needs to go to the Celtics first, then he can go to Louisville.
Yeah, go to the Celtics, then come to Louisville. Yeah.
Texas says, quick question, is Strebel going to publish this 10-2 prediction on a Sea of Blue?
Yeah, when we do our preseason predictions next season, it'll be 10-2. I'll have them lose into Georgia, obviously, and then I'll see kind of what goes on in the offseason and make my other loss there.
But it's at the Krog, Strebel.
It doesn't matter.
Texas says Pig Rig was celebrating a mediocre running back returning while everyone else was celebrating actual good football last night.
Who? Are you an Alabama or a Georgia fan, Texter? No, you're a sad ass Louisville fan. But good job. Air Force did get that one vote. Congrats. Enjoy your James Madison receiver.
Who's this James Madison receiver?
I saw it. I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll get it for one second.
We've made two bowl games, and should have beaten Air Force.
Should have beaten Air Force. That's your program. We didn't beat Air Force in reality. on Earth, on the planet Earth, but we should have done it.
You just gave him an injection.
We should have done it.
Whatever DeAndre Square had to finish the end of the game, you just gave Strebel, right there, like a jolt. Right,
I have
He just had a jolt through his entire body. We were ready to go to break. He was done. He was winding down. He was trying to find something on the internet, and then you played that. Go ahead.
James Madison transfer wide receiver Antoine Wells has been offered by U of L.
Antoine Wells.
Wow.
Zach Brain and Antoine Wells.
I mean,
right there, that was so thick. It really was.
I mean, the hotbed of receiver country, Richmond, Virginia.
Isn't James Madison the school that Louisville's playing that's like the quote-unquote good?
Oh, yeah, they're really excited about playing this team. I mean, it was their first year in actual football last year, but they were respectable. That's going to be tough.
I felt so
bad.
When
you get their players, I mean, he ranks third all time. And James Madison in receiving touchdowns ranks ninth all time. And James Madison career yards ranks ninth all time. And James Madison career receptions. I mean, this is what you need to build your program on.
On a side
note. Ninth in James Madison
there's
football
no,
history.
There's no side note, Jack. Get out of the way.
They want to badmouth C-Rod, and you're getting James Madison third all time in touchdowns. Y'all shut up. Y'all just take your medicine and shut up. When you come to Kroger Field next year and you get that whooping, and then they'll pry again,
this
and they'll yell and scream.
Be.
No, not today.
It's all year, isn't it?
It's not all year. Andy, I got a comment on
James Madison
receiver. Andy, I can't not leave that alone. I have to say
Who put that out? Just say who put it out, Car Chronicle. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. How much time do you spend on Card Chronicle?
Once a day.
Honestly.
Once a day, I'll check whatever the lead story is, or I'll look at the Monday notes or Tuesday notes or whatever. Oh. So maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Texter says, is Avery the intern a U of L fan? What does she think of Pig Rig? They're both great questions. I've been thinking about it. What do you want from me? What do you think she thinks?
I don't know.
The first 6 minutes, he said pee-pee. That's what he said.
You get old, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
437-9680, that mediocre running back had Louisville defenders on their backs the whole game.
He ran people over.
Texas says, is he waiting on KSR to confirm his prediction?
No. Yeah, I don't talk to people from KSR.
Did Ryan Lemon? What did he do? What did Franklin do? What did Tyler Thompson do?
What'd she say?
Jack, what did Tyler Thompson say? So I know what to make my prediction for the Cats.
That's how I have to follow KSR.
So I know the Cats.
By the way, thanks,
I might
Jack.
Go outlandish next year and just go 8-4, just to get people going.
What on
just
for Kentucky?
Just to get people going. Y'all lost 3 in a row.
We did, and they still won 10 games.
Smoked
10 games.
Anyway, we got to take a break. Joe Rexroad's going to join us. We'll
Vanderbilt.
Talk about Jared Stillman.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
And I guess Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt
so
basketball.
So Stillman.
I mean, what do we know about Vanderbilt basketball?
I think they've lost five games.
Besides Pippen.
Jerry Stackhouse is a very nice dresser. His suits are awesome.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
You saying that like that. It's uncomfortable.
Well, when other coaches are wearing like sweats and like jogging suits, he's still wearing the suit. And I like that. I like that a lot.
You didn't say that about Calipari, though.
Because he's wearing a jogging suit.
I feel like you were having to come up with a take on Jerry Stackhouse.
It's true.
And you came up with his suit game.
Because everybody else in college basketball is wearing a track suit, and he's one of the few guys still wearing a suit.
Since we're here, I was always uncomfortable. Jack will love this. Around C.L. Brown. When people are like, oh, C.L., you got the bow tie.
Oh.
Like, touching his bow tie and stuff. Yeah, there's something.
Well, I wouldn't touch the tie. I just... You know, he's a good dresser. He's got the money to be a guy. If I was rich like him, I'd dress like that.
Yeah, the text line knows what I was getting at. Yeah.
I don't know what you're getting at.
But you never say that the white guy is well dressed.
Well, it depends. Jay Wright. People talk about Jay Wright all the time.
On that. Everyone,
dresser.
Everyone
and Rick Pitino talks about how Rick Pitino's a great dresser.
That's the first thing you would. You had nothing on
because
Jerry
he's one of the few
house,
coaches
so went,
that still
you
wears
went,
a suit.
You
it has nothing
suit
to do with
game.
That.
But I don't know if you've because seen a suit this year. Have you seen a suit this
no,
year?
No, I haven't. No, for Jerry Stackhouse, yes, I have. He's still wearing suits.
Because I haven't. I didn't know he was still wearing a suit.
Yes, he's still wearing a suit.
You saw Vanderbilt basketball for 1 second.
Yeah, I saw a tweet where he was out in the middle of the court with Scottie Pippen Jr. He's getting some recognition of some kind. He's still wearing a suit and he looks great.
What recognition would there be?
I have no idea. I just saw the tweet.
For those guys to be half court,
what, I don't know what they were doing
would be out there.
I'm sure he's like the all-time leading scorer at Vanderbilt history or something. He's, you know, he's been there long enough and he does score a ton of points. He doesn't have a lot of competition.
Oh, text just middo. I just love
there
that.
There it is.
It's
yes.
Just randomly coming down from the text line. All right, let's take a break. I'm Flemmy. We'll take a break. 437-9680. Joe Rexroad joins us next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
As a BBN terrorist, I should love Will Levis.
And James Strebel.
I just think he kind of reeks of douchiness.
Oh, Lord.
I can't.
Since when has that ever bothered you? That's what I don't understand.
He better be good.
Of course.
He's calling his damn shot.
And everyone's on board. QB1.
I'm still not there.
QB1.
I may be the only member of BBN that's just not bought all in to Will Levis.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's unbelievable.
I was wrong.
That's unbelievable.
Happily so.
Lots going on tonight. So Strebel's going to be on the air about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It is a 7 o'clock game, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Kentucky might be upset alert, baby.
Nah.
Might be upset alert.
I don't think so.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show coming your way, 9 o'clock, right here on ESPN 680 105.7. I forgot about this. Chad Grossman's doing a little college basketball tonight.
Oh, is he right to the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
6 o'clock, he's doing college basketball tonight.
To hang out with Jack a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you're not going to. You might listen on the way home, but you're not going to stay
here. No, I'm staying here.
Oh, you're staying here?
Yeah.
You should be going on to Mount Fuji.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like. There's no purpose. I'll drive home and then have to drive all the way back, so I'm just going to stay here and hang out.
I mean, you talk to Auburn, Alabama?
You could have come up with different accommodations. I don't know why you're doing this to yourself.
I know. I'm not complaining.
Yeah. And grab the equipment and take it home.
Oh,
anyway,
it's not a big deal.
So Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show. Bellarmine in action at Freedom Hall. Join Doug Orme and Mark Bug 6:45 tonight. That's over on 93.9 The Ville. And that should be a lot of fun as well. Jack, you going to that by any chance? You going to that? No?
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
He's crushed Scotty D.
Wow.
Joe Rexroad joins us. 102.5 The Game and The Athletic. He knows Jared Stillman. And he also knows Vanderbilt basketball. So, Joe, good afternoon. And when I text Stillman, he goes, Joe's the only one that gives a damn about Vanderbilt basketball. So, good afternoon.
There we go.
Well, that's not true because Jared complains and whines about Stackhouse every chance he gets on Twitter, even though he claims he doesn't watch the game. So, I mean, he's got to care some.
What does he not like about Stackhouse other than the win-loss record? Because I have no idea. We don't watch a lot of Vanderbilt basketball here, surprisingly enough.
Well, I do know that Stackhouse has blocked him on Twitter. That happened
nice.
Quite a while ago. But I will say, in Jared's defense, and believe me, it takes a lot to get me to defend Jared. But in Jared's defense, Stackhouse has blocked like
everybody.
Half of the media here. Yeah. So yeah, so nothing too special. But yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, Jared and I argue all the time because he seems to be convinced that Stackhouse is a terrible coach. I actually think Stackhouse is. Demonstrated a lot of good coaching. You know, the question is, can he put together teams that can win and get to the NCAA tournament? He does have a good class coming in next year, but you know, it's been a rough start. He also took over a program that didn't win a single SEC game the year before he got it.
What else do you guys battle about? I see you guys battle on Twitter. Joe Rexroad with us. What else is out there? Because we used to battle with him, but now other people do. And so I love when we can kind of go back in time on his arrogance, quite frankly. What do you guys argue about?
Well, I mean, we've got a segment now. You know, so I do the morning show, and he does the afternoon. So we have a Wednesday segment on his show where it's Jared versus Joe. So we enjoy arguing. But, yeah, it's just sort of, I mean, as I tell him, you're just, it's sort of your fanboy panicky reactions to things. You know, for example, last night after Stetson Bennett, it was the entire, you know, there was a lot of bench Stetson on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Crushing him.
So as soon as the game was over, I went to Jared's account, and I said, okay, I'll find it. Oh, there it is. Stetson Bennett sucks. And I quote tweeted and said, I knew I'd find this, because there's no way anyone on Twitter has ever done more fill-in-the-name sucks than Jared. You know?
Yeah.
Calling someone a crap bum. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. So there it is. A little beef with Stillman. What did you make of last night? You're in SEC country. We talk, obviously, a nice amount of Kentucky, and Kentucky fans think they can win again 10 games next season. Obviously, they'll lose to Tennessee and Knoxville. I'm sure you know that. I know that. My co-host knows that. But what did you make of that game, Georgia doing to Bama what's usually done to others, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Georgia was going to win after what happened in Atlanta. I thought Georgia was the best team all year.
But obviously when that weird fumble play happened late, I'm like, oh, there you go.
Yep.
There's the latest killer play that Georgia fans are going to point to. I just think that the fourth quarter Stetson Bennett turned in after all that, after that play, after all night of just having Will Anderson in his face about a half second after the snap. Man, that was cool. I mean, it was cool just to see the sideline. I know it's hard to say, like, ooh, fresh blood, you know, with
right.
Georgia beating Alabama. But, I mean, it was a 41-year drought. I mean, anyone but Bama at this point is probably preferred by the country. So I thought it actually ended up being pretty great.
Yeah, Alabama, two big-time wide receivers out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were ever going to beat them, you had to do it this time if you're Kirby Smart. All right, so let's look at this Vanderbilt team. Had 1-4 in a row, a BYU win mixed in there. Arkansas is really struggling, but a win there. How much momentum was lost Saturday with the two-point loss there to South Carolina?
Yeah, quite a bit. That's just a killer loss for them because, you know, I don't think Vanderbilt is going to be an NCAA team. I'm not sure how close they'll get, but I do know that that's a game you don't lose.
Right.
You know, you have a chance to start 2-0, and South Carolina is, you know, kind of like Vanderbilt. They're not a very highly regarded team. They're not a super talented team. They are a tough physical team, but, you know, Scottie Pippen Jr. just didn't play his best game. And, of course, the big thing to remember with Vanderbilt is, you know, Liam Robbins, big man from Minnesota, transferred in. He has yet to play, and he was a huge part of kind of their optimism for this year. You know, a really good, versatile pick-and-pop guy, but a rim protector. And, you know, they thought that they really had something with Pippen and him, and he still may get out there. He's had a stress reaction, has not turned into a stress fracture, but so that was kind of the thing too. Can you be in a decent enough position for if he does come back, and there is some optimism lately that it's going to be not too far down the road, that maybe you could make a run. But yeah, that loss, like, you just can't have that one.
No, that's a rough one. How different is this team? You know, you look at, we remember last year, and it was the COVID year, and there was a lot going on, and obviously only 9 wins for Vanderbilt. What's funny, 9 wins for Kentucky last year. They've already hit that, and I know it's a different year. So Vanderbilt obviously has improved from last year. Look at the KenPom numbers, and many of their numbers have improved. Pippen Jr. comes back. What is Vandy? How are they different than last year, and what are they other than him?
Yeah, well, they're definitely better defensively, and that was a big point of emphasis for Stackhouse. They brought in Rodney Chapman, transfer point guard from Dayton, who's been a nice – and, you know, by the way, he was brought in, you know, thinking that Pippen may well be gone.
Right.
So, but he's been a nice compliment. He kind of spearheads the defense. He also had an injury missed time early. He's been a nice addition. The big difference is that Jordan Wright – number 4 has kind of become Robin to Pippen's Batman. He's really improved. He got in way better shape. He's a really nice wing who does a lot of things for this team. You know, again, they're just limited inside without Robbins. Quentin Melora Brown has gotten a lot better. He's you know, a hustler, a rebounder guy, but it's Pippen, it's Wright. Those guys are going to score the ball. Sometimes Miles Studi, sophomore wing, will hit some shots. He actually kind of kept him in the game the other day. They're more athletic. You know, they're and Trey Thomas off the bench is a very good shooter for them. But, you know, they're still a couple players short, to me, of being any kind of real threat to get the NCAA tournament. But, you know, last year they were actually, before Dylan Dessou got hurt, you know, I think that they were better near the end of the time they had with him, which is sometime in February. I think that's the best that Stackhouse has had as a Vanderbilt team. And then Dessou tears up his knee. Then he ends up going to Texas in the offseason. So if they had Dessou this year with Wright and Pippen, I think they might have something. But, you know, they certainly miss him. But, you know, Pippen hasn't played as well this year.
Yeah, his numbers, I noticed his numbers are down a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I think the idea was for his scoring numbers to be down a little bit. They wanted to take a little bit off him. I mean, he's a heavy, heavy usage player, of course. And they wanted to, you know, sort of free him up a little bit because he just does so much for the team. But I don't know. It just, the last game, he had some turnovers, including at the end of the game, you know, not getting a shot off. 6 seconds to go full court, and he sort of drives too deep and just throws a bailout pass at the buzzer. It was like, what are you doing? He had another bad turnover late too. I don't know if it's the strain of, he tried to give the NBA a look, and I think obviously for him, it's, you know, his size is going to be a problem. He probably would have been in the G League this year, and he was like, yep. You know what?
Well, I'm surprised he came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, naming his likeness was a big part of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as he told me, I mean, it's like, hey, look, I get that, like, my last name helps with that, but he got some good deals, and he has got
nice.
Kind of a nice little portfolio going. Yeah, well, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a bad deal. But, yeah, he's got to play better. I mean, he's got to shoot with more efficiency and just find, because last year for a while, I mean, he really was phenomenal to watch. So much fun. So good at using leverage and finding little cracks in the defense and finishing at all different angles. But yes, he just made, I don't know if it's the pressure or just the surroundings, but he has not been his best.
Joe Rexroad with us, 102.5 The Game in The Athletic there in Nashville. I guess last one for me. I guess we could ask you about the Titans before we get you out of here. Tickets to the game. Have you guys talked at all how the students, they sold their tickets to the general public? It's going to be a bunch of Kentucky fans being obnoxious anyway. You already know that's going to be the case. But have you guys talked about that ticket thing at all? That's just a story that we saw here. Have you spent any time on the air on that at all?
A little bit, yeah. You know, and I just don't totally get it. Because, you know, like students at Vanderbilt, you have to be vaccinated anyway. You know, it's a private institution, it's mandated. So I just don't understand, like, the rationale behind the students can't go, but it's still, yeah. you can fill the arena, you know, like I just don't understand it. And they were pretty upset. And actually, I think Stackhouse, who has been, you know, he was asked yesterday and he was kind of, yeah, I feel their pain, but you got to trust the people who
right.
make the decisions. But I think they're not happy. I think the athletic department isn't happy that the university made that decision. So it's a head scratcher for sure. And, you know, look, like you said, look, it was already going to be very blue. But I've also been in that place in recent years where you had a really good atmosphere for Kentucky Vandy. It felt like 50-50, you know, mm-hmm. like, and that was cool. And I think tonight it's going to be a lot. It won't be 50-50. I think it'll be a lot more, you know, on the blue side. And that's the thing. The students obviously help combat that visiting presence a lot, and they won't be there. So it's weird.
Joe, appreciate the time. Tell Stillman we said hello, and thank you for your time. Appreciate it. We'll keep following, and Vandy, Kentucky, maybe later on we'll reach out. Appreciate it, man. Take care. Have a good afternoon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Joe Rexroad with us here from The Athletic, 102.5 The Game, at Joe Rexroad if you want to follow him there.
There we go.
How about that?
A little battle with Stillman every Wednesday.
I'm thinking we need to do that here. Who would we battle?
Sheeble
v. Blank.
I mean Blankenbaker's the easy one. Or Rummage.
Sheeble v. either Blank or Rummage.
Yeah, I mean, those are the easy yes. ones. But, I mean, who's creative? I mean, who else?
Sometimes the obvious
Issel?
Answer is the best.
Issel?
What about Issel?
Battle Issel?
Could you become an enemy?
I feel like Andy V. Issel would be better than Sheeble.
Yeah, I would bend the knee to Dan Issel. Yeah. Oh, so Andy would not. So I think that's a good take by you, Jack.
And Andy would have, you know, just Jim Brown.
Jim Brown thing.
It's overrated.
I'm not trying to be like an enemy of Issel, but I don't know. He doesn't like some of the stuff I'm doing.
No, I don't think your general demeanor, your on-air demeanor.
Yeah, I don't think he cares for it.
So is Avery ready to rehearse this?
Yes.
After the break?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do that after the break. We'll get into Issel crushing us later on in the show. Pete Futek's going to join us here in about a half an hour. Tons to do on this Tuesday, 437-9680. DeCourcy at 5 o'clock. Well, we're loaded today.
Busy Tuesday.
We got a lot going on a Tuesday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.